We're giving away the Satisfyer 2 from Adult World. It's a lady toy, right?
A lady toy. I think it can be enjoyed by anyone and everyone as someone who has tested that product.
So it's just a toy. It's a toy for all.
Can be enjoyed solo, in a partnership, or perhaps in a group setting.
Okay.
Thank you for that thorough feedback, Sibongile Mafu. We've got options, is what you're saying.
That's it.
Yeah. No, that you do. That you do. So, all right. So this is the story. This guy has got his lady thing, right? Now, I'm going to put her in a very awkward situation.
Okay.
Because he wants to know something like how often it's used.
Sure.
In isolation.
Oh. Getting personal now.
But they're a lovely couple and everything is fun. All right? So, there's only one way that I could try and work this information out.
And how is that?
Well, you'll see as it unravels. Okay. So here it is. Just enjoy. And if you go red in the face and blush from this prank, then, well.
That's half the fun.
Let's enjoy.
I just don't know if I'm going to be single afterwards or not.
Well, if you are, Alicia's got the vibrator, hey? So is this prank to serve two purposes? To find out how often she uses this thing when you're not around?
I know she uses it. But I bought it.
Okay.
So I'm all good with that.
Do you know when she got it and how she got it?
I actually bought it for her. So.
Okay, now does she know where you bought it?
I don't think she does. It was some one of these little adult balls.
How long have you guys been together?
Going on 2 years now.
Okay. How old is she?
Just 10, 28. Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling now.
Okay, cool.
Hello,
I'm looking for Miss Nissau, please.
Speaking.
I'm phoning you from, this call might be a bit strange for you, but I've had to make these all day. I'm calling you from Adult World in Avonby.
Yes?
It's Hannes here. Now, a year ago there was a purchase from a...
Yes.
And we just needed to follow up on that purchase because there has been a recall from China.
Sorry, just hang on. I'm just going outside.
Okay.
Okay, I can hear you again.
Okay, sorry to call you after hours. It's just the calls of this nature. We usually do them after working hours.
Yes.
There was a... Look, I just need to speak open and honest and frank with you. For a living, I sell sex toys, so I can just be open with you, okay?
Yes.
Okay. A year ago, a vibrator was purchased, and what is, by law, they have to put down the forwarding person that it goes to, just in the event just in the event of instances like this.
Oh, my goodness. I'm, overheating now. I'm so embarrassed.
Basically, the recall from China came in last week, and we're just trying to get good. So, when last did you use this?
During last week, Saturday.
Okay, and how did that go?
Well.
Okay.
It functioned correctly.
Was it to your satisfaction?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yes.
Because yours is the hard plastic one, the purple one, right?
Yes.
The corrosive material, which they found that actually deteriorates usually after like a year and a half.
Okay.
Look, the sad reality is that out of China, they don't always use the most ethical products and especially colorants in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the colorant that they used was the actual issue of the deterioration of the vibrator.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember with the Chinese a few years ago, they were using a certain paint on kids' toys and it proved to be toxic.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this is not the case with this, but there have been instances where it has caused allergic reactions.
Oh, okay.
Have you found with the use of yours any allergic reaction?
No.
Okay, that's a good sign. The thing that we just need to find out is the amount of use of the product. As they say, you know, usually within a year, but that all it could have been locked up in a box for a year. So it all depends on amount of usage. So if you were to just hazard a guess, how many times has it been used, would you say?
I'd say less than 10 times.
Less than 10 times, okay. Because the duration that we're looking at, it's almost like a car, believe it or not, whether it's a year or a certain amount of hours that it's been used. Roughly how many minutes at a time is it used over those 10 times?
I'd say not more than
10
minutes.
10 minutes and 10 times.
And you're 100 minutes in total.
100 minutes. If there was any usage of this thing for over an hour, then you know, there would usually be an irritation of the skin or...
Okay.
Now, can you just tell me what sound that it makes? Now, the ones that seem to work fine, let me just load this up here. Did it make this sound? I'm just going to play it through my phone.
I don't think it was that loud. It was more of a subtle sound.
And the ones that were defective we found had a sound like this. Let me just switch the... Do you recognize that sound at all?
No.
So of the two sounds, the first and this and the last, which one did it sound more like?
The first.
The first one, that's a good sign. Yours, so look, I'm quite happy that there is nothing defective about your one. Because we used to call yours we used to call it the 4-inch Barney. Would you prefer to come in and swap it out for something else absolutely free of charge?
What can I upgrade it to?
Well, look, customer service is key to us here. So, what would you like?
Is there anything like in that same range?
Bigger. Whoa! She knows what she wants.
It's Wackhead Simpson. Yeah, I must tell you, this is the most awkward, uncomfortable prank call I've ever had to do.
I didn't know why they had to ask you so many questions. Oh my goodness.
So
I'm going to have to reprimand you later.
She's absolutely red in the face. She's like fanning herself down, even taking off her scarf and everything. And she's lying about the 10 times. Absolutely lying.
Oh, you're a great sport. Okay.
Good to chat to you.
Cool, you too.
I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan of you now. I'm asking medical questions, you guys. You can't lie to the doctor.
Sure, Darren.
Can't lie to Hannes.
You can't lie. Dr. Hannes.
Yeah. Dr. Hannes from Adult World.
You gotta put a forwarding address.
Just in case.
Yeah.